Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces, and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more. Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritional therapist, and author of Optimal You. If you're new here, this is the place where we take a high-level, science-backed approach to energy, immunity, and long-term wellness. Today's episode is one I believe every single person living in our modern world needs to hear. We're talking about something that's often overlooked in the conversation around chronic illness and autoimmune disease: stress. More specifically, the chronic, insidious stress that builds up slowly in our systems and quietly dysregulates our immune function over time. This episode is called Stress, the Silent Root Cause of Autoimmune Disease, because that's exactly what it is: silent, invisible, and often ignored, until it manifests as a diagnosis. If you've been feeling constantly on edge, emotionally drained, or even physically unwell, this episode might help you to connect the dots between your stress and your immune health. I've worked with hundreds of patients with autoimmune conditions, from Hashimoto's to rheumatoid arthritis, lupus to psoriasis, and time and time again, there's a familiar thread in their health timeline: a period of prolonged stress before the onset of their symptoms, often years before. Maybe the death of a loved one, a toxic job, a divorce, chronic sleep deprivation, parenting burnout, or simply just pushing through life at a high pace for too long without pause. Let me tell you about one patient. We'll call her Anna. She's a successful 44-year-old corporate executive. She's a mother of three, and she's juggling it all. She came to me with fatigue, weight gain, IBS-type symptoms, and what she described as a brain fog that made her feel half of her former self. It was clear her immune system had been whispering to her for years. Her stress response had gone unchecked for so long that it finally tipped into immune dysregulation. And here's the thing, this is not rare. It's becoming normal. But just because something is common doesn't mean it's optimal or inevitable, or that we should just accept it. In this episode, we're going to unpack the mechanisms behind how stress interacts with the immune system. We'll look at how cortisol, the HPA axis, your gut microbiome, and even your sense of purpose contribute to immune resilience or breakdown. We'll talk about early warning signs, testing strategies, and what you can do right now to begin to reverse this cascade. So whether you've been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, or you're in that pre-diagnosis, something's just not quite right phase, this conversation will empower you with both insight and practical tools. Let's dive in. Before we go any deeper, let's take a moment to define exactly what we mean by stress and why not all stress is inherently bad. So stress, biologically speaking, is any perceived threat to the body's balance. It's what we call homeostasis, and that stress can be physical, emotional, environmental, even spiritual. There are two main types: acute stress, which is short term. It's that surge of cortisol and adrenaline that helps you slam on the brakes when a car pulls out in front of you, or gives you that boost to deliver a big presentation. It's designed to protect you. Chronic stress, however, is what happens when the stress response is never turned off. So it's that low-grade background hum of anxiety, overcommitment, undersleeping, doom-scrolling, financial pressures, toxic relationships, emotional suppression, and never really getting to fully exhale and breathe. Acute stress helps us to survive. Chronic stress slowly breaks us down. Now let's talk autoimmunity. Autoimmune diseases occur when the immune system, which is supposed to defend you from foreign invaders like the viruses and bacteria, is attacking your own healthy tissues. And often it's a case of mistaken identity. And in some cases, the immune system confusion is driven by years of internal inflammation, leaky barriers like the gut or the blood-brain barrier, and immune hyperactivation. There are over 18 confirmed autoimmune conditions, and likely a lot more than that. Some of the common ones are things like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, multiple sclerosis, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease. And here's where things get interesting, and this is something that I see time and time again in clinical practice. Chronic stress is not just emotional, it's physiological and it's immunological. When stress becomes prolonged and unmanaged, it directly impacts the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, so the HPA axis, which is your central stress response system. This axis regulates cortisol, the body's primary stress hormone. In a healthy system, cortisol spikes during stress and then tapers off back down to normal levels. But in chronic stress states, this rhythm becomes dysregulated. You might start with elevated cortisol, but over time, the body becomes resistant, much like insulin resistance. So the cortisol levels that you need get higher and higher and higher, and your baseline of cortisol becomes higher and higher and higher until eventually they're going to drop or they're going to fluctuate erratically or even completely flatline. And cortisol is not just a stress hormone. And this is something that we forget to talk about a lot. It's a powerful immune modulator. So when balanced, it helps keep inflammation in check. But when it's dysregulated, the immune system can go haywire, becoming either oversuppressed or hyperactive. And here's what the research tells us. Chronic stress increases pro-inflammatory cytokines, so things like IL-6, TNF-alpha, and CRP. It decreases regulatory T-cell function. So these are the very cells that help your body differentiate between self and non-self. It also contributes to gut barrier dysfunction, aka leaky gut, allowing partially digested proteins, toxins, and pathogens to escape into the bloodstream. And that is then triggering that immune system. So in essence, chronic stress acts as both the spark, but also the fuel in the autoimmune fire. It doesn't act alone. Of course, genetics, infections, diet, environmental toxins, and trauma also play roles. But stress is almost always present in the autoimmune picture. It may not be the only root cause, but it is almost always a silent one. So when I'm mapping out my patients' health timelines, stress is often the first red flag. And sadly, it's often the most dismissed. So now that we understand what stress and autoimmunity are on their own, let's have a look at how they interact, because this is where the real biological nuance lives. Let's start with the chronic stress cascade. So when your brain perceives a threat, whether it's a physical danger or a stressful email, your hypothalamus signals the pituitary gland, which activates your adrenal glands to release cortisol and adrenaline. So this is the classic HPA axis in motion. In the short term, cortisol is adaptive. It increases glucose in the bloodstream. It enhances brain use of glucose. It curbs the non-essential functions, things like digestion and reproduction, and temporarily suppresses the immune system to prioritize survival. But what happens if that system never actually gets a break? You then enter this state of chronic cortisol elevation, and this is where the problem really begins. Elevated cortisol leads to immune suppression and dysregulation. High cortisol over time is going to cause that suppression of innate immune responses, including reduced natural killer cell activity. It's going to cause reduction in regulatory T cell function, which are the peacekeepers of the immune system. They keep everything balanced. And it's going to impair mucosal immunity, especially in the gut and the lungs, so our frontline defense systems. And at first, this immune suppression might look like frequent infections, or you don't heal from wounds quite as quickly, or you've got more increased susceptibility to picking up viruses. But eventually, the immune system starts to lose its regulatory grip. And a 2012 study showed that actually chronic psychological stress significantly decreases T regulatory cells, which are really crucial for preventing autoimmune activity. And then we have to look at cortisol resistance. So just like insulin resistance, where cells stop responding to insulin properly, chronic exposure to high cortisol can lead to cortisol resistance. This means that even though cortisol is present, immune cells stop responding to it. The body becomes less able to shut off the inflammatory processes. And the result is a state of chronic low-grade inflammation, which is the very, very soil in which autoimmunity grows. This is the immune system's version of burnout. It's trying to self-regulate, but the signals are distorted. And this is where it gets really dangerous, because without that regulatory control, the immune system becomes overactive. It starts firing everything, including you. It's like the immune system loses its ability to distinguish between friend and foe. And stress is the noisy neighbor that's constantly waking it up at 3 a.m. until it starts attacking everything just to get some peace. And then we have to look at the gut-brain immune axis. So we know that the gut plays a critical role in immune regulation. Over 70% of the immune cells reside in the gut-associated lymphoid tissues. And this is where stress exerts another layer of damage. Chronic stress can increase that intestinal permeability, what is sometimes referred to as leaky gut. It reduces secretory IgA production. So that's your first line of defense in the gut. And it alters the microbiome. So it reduces diversity. It allows pathogenic strains to flourish. and it helps to create this state that's known as dysbiosis. And a review in 2015 noted that stress-induced changes in the microbiome can shift the immune response from tolerant to inflammatory, which is exactly what happens in autoimmunity. So leaky gut, this intestinal permeability, allows undigested food proteins, toxins, and bacterial fragments, lipopolysaccharides, LPS, to cross into the bloodstream. And the immune system is really, it's doing its job. It's tagging these particles as threats, but with ongoing exposure and that molecular mimicry that we've talked about before, the immune cells start to mistake your own tissue for the invaders because they've got structural similarities. And this is especially common in conditions like Hashimoto's, where certain gluten peptides can mimic thyroid tissue. So the immune system starts to attack thyroid tissue as well as those gluten particles. Then we have what is called loss of immune tolerance. So this is where we reach this key phase. We're going to the next step now, and we're looking at loss of immune tolerance. So in a healthy body, your immune system has tolerance. It's this ability to recognize your own tissues as safe and the ability to tolerate a certain amount of stress. But chronic stress reduces this tolerance. It's creating really great conditions for these autoreactive B and T cells to thrive, for autoantibodies to form, for full-blown kind of autoimmune reactions to occur in those that are genetically predisposed to that. So think of tolerance like your body's internal security clearance list. Under stress, that list kind of gets lost and everybody becomes a suspect. Chronic stress, this low-lying chronic stress, even from stresses that we don't see as being particularly big ones, can alter immune signaling, shifting it from regulatory to inflammatory, can impair that gut integrity, which leads to that immune hypervigilance, can disrupt that microbial balance, which is further going to fuel that autoimmunity, and also diminishes the body's ability to self-regulate. So we get this loss of tolerance. And that really is setting the stage for that immune dysregulation and tissue destruction. And this is not theory. This is well-established science. It's backed by immunology, neurobiology, and functional medicine data. And this is why in clinic, we never just manage an autoimmune condition. We need to trace it backwards. We need to look to the root causes. And stress is almost always one of those. And this takes longer because we're not just dealing with the current symptoms. We're going back and looking at what the root causes are. And this is why we work on programs over months with people, because it takes time, but it's the way that you get answers and the way that you see that transformation. So what are some of the early signs of this sort of stress-driven immune dysfunction? What can you look out for? The key thing here is your body will whisper to you before it starts screaming. Really what we want to do is learn to look out for those little whispers. Stress very rarely causes autoimmunity overnight. It's much more likely that it's a slow burn. It's an undercurrent that shifts your biology in very subtle but accumulating ways. And if you know what to look for, your body will always give you clues before a diagnosis ever lands, before you even reach the point of ticking all the boxes to get a diagnosis. So let's have a look at some of those clues and what some of these early warning signs that stress is dysregulating your immune system might be. So the first one is fatigue that feels different. This isn't I stayed up too late and I'm tired the next day. This is that real bone deep exhaustion where you really feel like you've lost your spark. You're waking up after a night's sleep and you're not recovering. You don't feel rested. And your mitochondria are these energy powerhouses of your body. They're particularly sensitive to cortisol and to inflammatory cytokines. And under stress, they produce less ATP, so that's cellular fuel. The fatigue doesn't go away with rest. And cortisol also impacts thyroid function. So whether you've got a thyroid autoimmune condition or not, actually, cortisol could just be impacting that thyroid function, even if you don't have a thyroid condition. So it's going to lower TSH and it's going to lower conversion to active T3 for your hormones. And you might actually start to feel like your metabolism has hit a wall. Maybe you're struggling to lose weight. You're always tired. You just feel sluggish. So that's the first thing. They're the first signs, the red flags that we look for. Next, we look to brain fog and to anxiety or to low mood. Cortisol and inflammation don't just impact your immune system. They also impact your neurotransmitters. And stress reduces dopamine and serotonin, and it increases glutamate, so the excitatory neurotransmitter. So that can lead to overstimulation. It also actually shrinks your hippocampus, the part of the brain that is responsible for memory and learning. So you can actually find that you start to have difficulty concentrating. You feel like you're more forgetful. You struggle learning new things. You've got anxiety. You feel more emotionally reactive. And your brain is really literally struggling to filter and focus because it's chronically in this inflamed state. Then we're going to look for signs of gut disruption. So you might be experiencing things like bloating after meals, IBS type symptoms, increased sensitivity to foods, that's that loss of tolerance, or some nausea maybe, or loss of appetite, or maybe stress eating. That's the other one as well. Now, stress reduces digestive enzyme secretion. So it actually slows gastric motility and increases intestinal permeability. It also thins that gut lining. And as we've seen, it also diminishes that secretory IgA production. So that immune system in the gut, that first line of defense. And leaky gut equals a leaky immune system. So if stress continues, your immune cells are increasingly exposed to those food particles and pathogens and triggering that immune activation. Then we're looking to signs. Is there any signs of hormonal imbalances? So women in particular may start to notice worsening PMS or mood swings around their cycle, missed or irregular cycles, hair thinning, weight gain around the middle. And this is all hormonal. And it's because the cortisol and hormones like your estrogen share the same precursors, particularly actually pregnenolone. So under chronic stress, your body's going to prioritize making the cortisol and it's going to not favor making the sex hormones. So we're going to have less building blocks available to produce estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. It's going to favor producing that cortisol. We then look to the skin and to joints. So some people might start to notice things like eczema, psoriasis, hives, or rosacea worsening. They might start getting a bit of joint pain or joint stiffness, especially in the morning. People might have some more histamine intolerance, so flushing or rashes or sinus issues after certain foods. And these are all signs of your body saying that something's not right in an immune-mediated way. So these are immune-type symptoms. In patients who get diagnosed with autoimmune conditions, this is often when they begin to experience the first sort of flare-ups. And in patients without a diagnosis, these can be those early warning signs of immune dysregulation. We are, of course, also looking at that emotional dysregulation as well. So sometimes people will know that there is emotional stress there. They may feel more irritable. They may feel more tearful. Or they may just notice that their resilience is gone. They don't cope with stress as well. So this is your nervous system losing that flexibility, losing that resilience. And all of this feeds into the immune system because emotions, neurotransmitters, hormones, immune cells, they're all part of a very highly integrated network. So if you're recognizing these signs in yourself, and you don't have to have all of them, you might just have one or two, what I want you to really ask yourself is, are these signs there for a reason? Because this is not all in your head. Your body is communicating with you. And the sooner that you listen to it, the sooner you're going to be able to restore that balance. How long have those signs been there? Is this something that you need to be dealing with? If you notice these signs, what are the next steps? What do we do about it? As ever, of course, we can use functional medicine for testing. And one of the biggest frustrations that I hear from patients is that their symptoms have been dismissed or just labeled as normal stress. And actually, that might happen until they reach that final point of burnout or receiving an autoimmune diagnosis. But we want to approach this differently. We always want to try and jump in before there's a diagnosis. So we can test and start mapping backwards. So some of the things we might look at is that sort of cortisol HPA axis testing. We might be testing hormones. We might be looking at cortisol. We might also want to look at some of the inflammatory markers. We can also look at that gut health testing. So see what's going on in the gut. Is there any disruption there? What's the immune system doing? Is there any inflammation? We can, of course, also look at autoantibody testing. And this can often help to catch that autoimmunity in that preclinical phase, because actually the antibodies are present way before you reach disease state. So this is a real golden opportunity for intervention and prevention. And then outside of testing, we want to start using one of the really powerful tools in functional medicine, which is the timeline. And this really is your health journey. So with every patient, we're building that personalized visual map of their health journey. We're looking at major events in their life, as well as times when symptoms started. And almost always we see that there was a period of stress that preceded diagnosis, sometimes by years. So we're not looking at it happening at the same time. But more often than not, this stress has been left unaddressed and people have just pushed through. So the next logical question is, what are we going to do about it? If we get the testing done, we've got some results, or even if we don't, what can we do about it? We need to rewire the body out of this chronic stress picture. So we need nervous system support. We've got to restore the parasympathetic state in the body. And this is often the first step. It's getting that nervous system to come down from the ledge, bring some balance back to your body, make your body realize that it's not under threat anymore. And no amount of kale or supplements is going to help here. This has got to be really, really intense lifestyle nervous system support. We might look to things like vagus nerve stimulation. We might look at breath work. We might look at nature. And a 2021 study actually found that just 20 minutes in a natural setting, so in nature, significantly reduced salivary cortisol and improved vagal tone. So both really vital for that immune regulation. We also want to look at nutritional support. So we want to feed that resilience at a cellular level. And stress depletes key nutrients. and it raises your metabolic demand. It inflames your gut. We've really got to restore your body. And we might focus on things like magnesium, which is often referred to as that nature's tranquilizer. It's really supportive for enzymatic reactions and calming the HPA axis. We might look to adaptogens, so things like ashwagandha, rhodiola. And these botanicals really help to modulate that cortisol and adrenal function. But always make sure that your practitioner guided if you're using adaptogens and you've got autoimmunity, because there can be contraindications there. We might look to omega-3 fatty acids, so they can really help to reduce that inflammation and improve that cellular communication. And those whole anti-inflammatory foods, rainbow-colored vegetables, herbs, spices, olive oil, high-quality protein, all really important in supporting that immune system. And this isn't about restriction, it's about deeply nourishing the body. And then, of course, we've got to look to the lifestyle medicine part of this. You can't out-supplement a lifestyle that's burning you out. So prioritizing sleep, getting 7 to 9 hours of restorative sleep, it's a non-negotiable if you've got immune health issues. Sleep is when your immune system literally resets and repairs itself. Having boundaries as well, so boundaries with people, with work, with screens, all of these things can have an immune impact. Maybe having a digital detox, so reducing blue light and screen time, especially in the evenings, is really going to help support that melatonin, that mood, and that immune balance. And also slow living. So just finding little pockets where you can pause, whether that is journaling, stretching, or just doing nothing or reading a book, whatever gives you some relaxation, your nervous system space to recover. And then purpose and community. So this comes under the social pillar of my 4 lifestyle S's that we talk about in the book. One of the most under-recognized but potent immune regulators is actually human connection. And this is this 4th lifestyle S from Optimal You, social. And this purpose falls under this. When people feel isolated, research has shown that immune function weakens and their inflammatory markers rise and their longevity declines. On the other hand, if we can find purpose, especially through things like connection, contribution, and creativity, we rebuild that inner strength. So often we might be asking patients, what makes you feel the most aligned? What makes you feel safe? What lights you up? And this isn't just therapy talk. This is biology. So let's just take a very quick look at one of my patients here. We'll call him James. He's 39, had psoriasis and long COVID-related sort of immune issues, immune dysfunction. What moved the needle for him actually was reconnecting to music. So we did lots of work, lots of antiviral work, lots of immune balancing work. But actually, when he found that creativity and started doing that again, and it was something that he'd loved, but he hadn't played in, I think it was around a decade, that simple act of self-expression, that creativity, paired with the immune work and the antiviral work and the gut work and the sleep optimization, all of this really helped to push his immune system into a calmer state. Now, it's really important whenever we're talking about autoimmunity to acknowledge that we can't cure an autoimmune disease. So if you have an autoimmune disease, you're always going to have it. But it doesn't mean that you can't heal your body. You can't slow, halt, or even reverse that progression. And we can achieve remission in some cases, or reduced intensity of flare-ups, and rebuild that immune system and that immune resilience. And this is why in the book Optimal You, I talk about the importance not just of immunity, but of immune resilience. So if there is one thing that I hope this episode has shown you, it's that chronic stress is not just a feeling. It's actually a biological trigger with real consequences for immune health. It shapes your hormones, your gut, your brain, your energy, and of course, your immune system. So while we can't always eliminate stresses in life, we can change the way our body responds. You're not powerless, and your immune system is responsive. It's adaptive and it's always listening. So if you want to heal, you've got to create the right environment for it. If this episode has resonated with you, if you've seen yourself with signs that we've discussed, then I would love to invite you to reach out for a deeper layer of support. You can read more in my book, Optimal You. We explore the 8 core pillars of health as well as the 4 lifestyle S's and look at that stress impact. You can also reach out to us in clinic and book a free inquiry call. Don't hesitate to take that next step towards healing. Your immune system is always listening. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. If this helped you, please share it with someone who you think needs to hear it. And don't forget to subscribe. We've got more empowering and science-rich episodes coming your way. Until next time, take a deep breath, find a moment of stillness, and know that healing begins with awareness. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit, and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast.
If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favourite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favourite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.